This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why brand apologies fail, and how to fix them. Can a brand actually say sorry and mean it? What happened? Sprout Social published a guide outlining 9 approaches brands can use when issuing public apologies on social media. The piece tackles one of the most treacherous moments in corporate communication, when a company needs to admit fault publicly, sincerely, and in a format designed for scrolling and skimming. It positions authenticity as the core requirement, walking through specific techniques for crafting apologies that land rather than backfire. The communication angle. Here is the real question. Why do brand apologies fail so consistently, even when companies clearly try? Because most brands apologize to protect themselves, not to repair the relationship. That motivation bleeds through every word. When you read "we're sorry" if anyone was offended, you feel the legal team in that sentence. The audience feels it too. A genuine apology removes the conditional. It names the specific harm. It does not hide behind passive voice or vague corporate language. "Mistakes were made" is not an apology. It is a deflection wearing a sorry costume. The 9 approach framework from Sprout Social is useful precisely because it acknowledges that apologies are not one-size-fits-all. A product failure requires different language than a cultural misstep. A data breach apology needs different emphasis than an offensive ad. This is the right instinct. The mistake most brands make is treating all apologies as the same crisis communication template, swapping in the relevant nouns and hitting post. Audiences have seen that template. They are immune to it now. What actually works is specificity paired with accountability. Name what happened. Name who was hurt. State what you're changing, not what you're exploring or looking into. The moment you use hedge words in an apology, you have already told the audience you're more concerned with your reputation than their experience. And here is the brutal truth: your reputation depends entirely on which one you prioritize. The platform matters too, and this is where most brands stumble at the execution level. A Twitter apology that runs 400 words in a thread is not meeting your audience where they are. A one-sentence Instagram caption for a serious failure reads as dismissive. Match the weight of your words to the weight of the wrong. Short, punchy formats work for small missteps. Genuine crises deserve a real statement, a real spokesperson, and real follow-up. Silence after the apology kills whatever goodwill the apology built. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes language gives you a framework for stripping self-protective phrases out of difficult statements before they destroy your credibility. Most people do not realize how much their word choices reveal about their real intentions, and in a public apology, that revelation happens in real time, in front of everyone. The takeaway. Before you publish any brand apology, read it aloud and ask one question after every sentence. Does this sentence serve the person we hurt, or does it serve us? Cut every sentence that serves you. What remains is your actual apology. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.